sports listeners. I'm your host, Erica, the Queen of Teen. Please tune in
every single Tuesday.
This whole hour of Santa Barbara Teen Athletes. Woo! And we're talking all athletes. Hello, wonderful world. You're landing on Teen Sports Radio, whether you're on AM, FM, or Eternity Ready Radio, SoundCloud. Where else can you find us, Dr. D?
Well, we're on Spotify and a lot of other locations, as well as AM and FM, AM 1290, FM 96.9, streaming live at AM1290KZSB.com, and on Santa Barbara Teen Sports Radio.com.
Nice. I found us on the Apple Podcast.
We're there too.
Yeah.
We're all up. Dr. D, make sure we're everywhere. Okay? That's why we're doing very, very well. Number one spot this week. I was funny because I've never seen this before, this place. I had to look it up and everything. And it is, Dominique, can you pronounce this?
In India.
Right. Ludhiana.
Ludhiana, India.
Ludhiana, India. Thank you. So the nice thing about Ludhiana, if you wanted to get there from Santa Barbara, it takes you one day and 18 hours. And right now it's 85 degrees. And it looks like a really happening place. Look at these two. We got two people dancing in the street at a cafe. This is where I want to go. This is my kind of people right there. Am I not lying?
That's fun.
Woo! Is it fun?
Hello, India.
Hello, India. Thank you for tuning in to T-Sports Radio. Wow, look who we got in the house. We've got Don Sanders. We got Dominique Hacker. We've got Alex Ramirez. He's got a section today. I'm really excited to hear what he's going to come up with. Don, you've got new in Ahuga. What happened to you this week that you was so magical? Outside, we know the birth of your grandson. You're the first.
Woo!
You're the first. Is the first grandson for you. This is going to be nice. So you're going to be, you know, folding into being the Grand Duke Papa, Grandpapa. There you go. So what else happened to you this week?
Well, my wife ordered some flowering trees from the Arbor Society or whatever they call that, and so got some new trees in the ground, and then we had some nice rain to keep the roots nice and moist. So hey,
that was a good week. We had a nice wet Easter, which
yes,
is nice.
We did.
It was beautiful.
It was lovely.
Dominique, what'd you like about this week?
Well, I really appreciated. We have a good friend who is moving back east, and she donated 4 more chickens to our family of chickens. So mm-hmm. I really appreciated for Easter, we had many colored eggs.
It was true, too.
Including lots of blue ones.
Yeah, we had like 15. It was magical. It was really well. I had to take a picture. I put it up on Facebook, and that was definitely a
yeah, food. I have to say, some of the eggs actually look green, and it made me think of green eggs and ham.
I want to do that. Alex, what happened to you this week?
It was a very mellow Easter weekend. My wife and I kind of used it for a self-care weekend, kind of, you know, got some R&R and recovered and rested. And we actually celebrated Easter all weekend. We did something Saturday for brunch, something Sunday afternoon for dinner. And we had some walks and
did she get a foot massage? Tell the truth.
She not from me personally, but she did. She did go to, what was it? The little rainbow.
Happy
Yeah.
Nice.
The little rainbow. There's a great deal. If you don't know about it, Santa Barbara, from 10 to 12 every day, I should connect with them and see if I can get a little segment for Teen Sports Radio, plugging them in. But every day, 10 to 11 or 10 to 12, it's like $20 for a massage, full body.
Wow.
That's fabulous.
It's
what
a
nice break.
Yeah, we get to do it. We sneak out there on Saturdays or Sundays. We try to go out there.
Well, that's nice. I have Don Sanders sneak up to Santa Barbara on a Sunday. That was amazing, Don. Thank you.
Yay. Thank you for having
me.
Both of you.
Yeah, we love you. You know that. All right. Hey, listen, we got a big, big, big show today. But in the house, we've got Nick Jaden, the weekly sports recap. Right now.
Thanks, Erica. I'm Nick Jaden, and this is your SB360 Weekly Sports Recap. Starting off, we have UCSB Baseball. They had a competitive week where they played number 16 ranked UC Irvine 3 times. They won 1 and lost 2. However, the one game they did win was on ESPN2, which was nationally televised, so good win to the Gauchos. Their overall record is now 17-10, with their next game being against LMU April 9th, Tuesday at 4:35 p.m. In the Gauchos win versus UC Irvine, the winning pitcher was Mike Gutierrez, and the save was by Jackson Flora. Also, some standouts from that game was catcher Aaron Parker, who went 3-for-5, and left fielder Josada Brown, who went 3-for-4. Up next is our UCSB men's volleyball team, where they had a successful week. They beat number 19 ranked UC San Diego 3-2 this past week. The Gauchos picked up their first conference win, which now puts them at 1-7, and they have two more games against CSUN, April 12th, Friday at 6 p.m., and April 13th, Saturday at 6 p.m. Those will be the last two games for the Gauchos, as they will probably not make the playoffs with their conference record. So they had an overall good season with a record of 8-16, hoping to improve 8-18. The Gauchos will look to prepare for next season and hopefully buff up their roster so they will look to have more success next year. Now the UCSB softball team, they played three games against Cal State Bakersfield, where they won 2 out of 3. They won 15-5, 3-12, and 11-2. So in their wins, it was pretty lopsided. Their next games are against Long Beach State, where they have another three-game series. Their record is now sitting at 13-20 with a conference record of 7-5. Next is the UCSB women's water polo team. They played three games this past week where they lost against number 25 ranked CSUN, won against Concordia Irvine, and lost to number 12 ranked UC San Diego. Their next game is against number 2 Hawaii, so that will be a tough matchup for the Gauchos. Their overall record is now at 14-12, with their conference record being 1-4. So the Gauchos will look to get back in the win column, where they will play a high-ranked Hawaii team and hopefully improve their record. Changing schools, we'll now look at the Westmont Warriors baseball team. They had four games this past week where they played Point Loma twice and Fresno Pacific. They split games between Point Loma and also have split games between Fresno Pacific, putting them 2-2 at the week so far. The overall record for the Warriors is 24-9-3, with the conference record being 15-2-1. That is an 86% win rate in conference, and also they have only lost 3 away games, which is quite impressive. Their next game is a doubleheader against Fresno Pacific, where they will look to win the series. Now the Warriors women's tennis team, they played against Concordia this past week where they lost 0-7. And this has continued to be a rough season for the Warriors. They now sit at a 3-17 overall record, and their last win dates back to March where they played against College of Idaho and won 5-2. So the Warriors will look to pick up their first win in April against Biola this Friday at 11:30 a.m. And their next game after that is against Point Loma, April 13th at Saturday in San Diego. And that will close out the remainder of their season. Wrapping it up with the Vaqueros of SBCC. The men's baseball team had a three-game series against L.A. Pierce this past week where they won all three games. They won 8-1, 16-9, and 10-3. The Vaqueros were dominant in their exhibitions against LA Pierce. This now puts them at 11-4 conference record. Their next series is against Moore Park, where they will play Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Good luck to the Vaqueros, and this is the last month of their season. So the way their season has been going will put them in a strong seed for playoffs, and where they will look to win their league and hopefully move on to state. Looking at the Vaquero softball team, they played against Ventura, Santa Monica, and Riverside this past week. They dominated both Ventura and Santa Monica, shutting them out, winning 4-0 and 12-0. However, they lost to Riverside 9-4. However, they still have a winning record in conference, which is 6-3, an overall record of 14-12. Their next games are against L.A. Pierce and Cuesta, and two games at Cabrillo, which is a doubleheader. So good luck to our Vaqueros. Well, that is it for your SB 360 weekly sports recap. Hopefully all of our teams can take home some W's this week and get ready for playoffs. Signing out, I'm Nick Jaden. Back to you, Erica.
Thank you, Nick.
Isn't he amazing? He's growing right before our eyes.
Yes.
Would you say that, Mr. Miyagi?
Yeah. Huh? He is indeed. I still can't get him to do wax on, wax off, but other than that, he's doing great.
He's a little grasshopper. I love Nick. Hey, I want to just, before we get to Dominique and Dominique's Hackett, I had a great day yesterday. I was telling everybody all day today, actually. Felt a spirit nothing like I've ever felt before, Dominique.
Watching the eclipse.
Yeah. What? I mean, you were so cute. You were like a little kid.
Well, I had NASA. I was watching NASA for hours and hours. NASA was tracking the eclipse over the continental United States and showing from one city to the next. It was just so exciting.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. What did you do yesterday, Dee?
Well, I actually, just like the last eclipse that we had a few years back, I watched it over and over and over and over and over again.
You know, it's so interesting. We won't see. This was a full eclipse.
Yeah. Yeah.
We won't see a similar eclipse like this until 2045. And so what they were doing is they were taking a lot of photographs to study the rays of the sun that you can only see at the time of an eclipse.
Right.
So there are various, like from the space station, they were doing studies. They're watching what's happening to the energy of the planet. There are just things that you can't see in regards to weather. Because
right.
from the space station, you actually are watching the shadow as it's covering the planet. And there's literally a change in temperature when an eclipse occurs. So it's quite a extraordinary event. And for the people who are in the total eclipse, you literally see a sunset. A 360 sunset.
Yeah.
Everywhere you look
yeah.
is sunset on the horizon.
Yeah.
So it's quite an extraordinary event. And it's a lot of people are just moved to tears. You can't even explain it. But it's just a profound mystery that we are on this, you know, small little planet. And then there's the moon. And the moon is such a perfect size that its shadow fits it fits so perfectly that it shadows out the sun. I mean, it's amazing mm-hmm. how the mathematics of the universe lines up.
Yeah.
It makes you wonder if it was by design.
I will also say that the people living on the dark side of the moon were not happy. They were not happy.
They had a lot of light.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. No, it's an extraordinary event. I'll be 85 when the next one rolls around, and I hope that I'm doing as well as I am now. But it's a lot of fun. Anyway, we got to wrap things up here.
Are you ready? Are you ready, Dominique? Because you're up next.
Woohoo!
I'm excited. We got Dominique Hackett's Life Hackett's right after these messages. Santa Barbara Teen Sports Radio Show. I am your host, Erica, the Queen of Teen. Please tune in
every single Tuesday,
9 a.m.
Hey there, teen listeners to Teen Sports Radio. Welcome to today's segment of Dominique Hackett's Teen Life Hacks. This is where we're going to dive into game-changing strategies that can supercharge your journey through being a teen and becoming a young adult. It's kind of rough out there. So today I want to talk about connecting with other teens who you feel are changing the world. Now, why would this be important? Just imagine being surrounded by peers that inspire you and challenge you and uplift you. It's like having your own personal cheerleading squad, right? And also a team to collaborate with, ready to tackle some of the world's biggest challenges. Pretty cool, huh? But how do you find these amazing individuals? Well, it starts with five key skill sets. First, you want to look for teens that you find are self-aware. And what that means is they understand who they are, what they value, and what drives them. This is crucial. You need to know this. You need to know yourself inside and out. And the people you surround yourself with should know themselves too. And this way you can confidently navigate the world and attract like-minded people. So understanding yourself and attracting other teens that you feel understand themselves helps you create a tribe of like-minded people. Next tool is social awareness. And what this means is being able to tune into feelings and the perspective of others. We usually call this empathy, right? Empathy is a superpower. It's the secret sauce for building meaningful connections. So find teens who you feel have a good sense of social awareness and that they are aware of their feelings and they're aware of the feelings and perspectives of others. The next tool is self-management. So obviously, life can be very hectic, especially if you're doing teen sports and so forth. But when you find other teens that know how to stay calm under pressure, manage time effectively, and are able to prioritize goals, well, it sets you up for success. So you want this skill, and you want to find other teens who also have the same skill set of self-management. It doesn't mean that it's perfect. There are times where you let yourself down and you let others down. But self-management means you have a goal towards managing your time and staying calm under pressure. The fourth skill set is responsible decision making. I mean, this is one thing that your parents are really encouraging, that the people you associate with, that they are uplifting to you and you are uplifting to them and you're making good decisions, right? Every choice you make shapes your future. So it's really important to think about things and think things through and consider the consequences. So you want to surround yourself with people who, yeah, you might consider doing some wild, crazy things, but when it comes right down to it, you resolve it into making responsible decisions that align with your values. So you want to surround yourself with other teens who have similar values. And last but not least, you want to possess the tools for relationship building. Now this sounds, you know, why do you need a tool set for that? Well, here's the tools for relationship building. Active listening. So active listening is where you can listen to another person and then take it in and say back to them, hey, I think this is what you just said. Let me restate it back to you and see if I get your meaning. That's active listening, when you're able to give back to someone what they just said to you. The other is effective communication. And effective communication means you may talk one way to your grandparents, and then you talk a different way with your friends, and you talk a different way with your parents and your teachers. And that's because you want to be effective when you're communicating. The other skill set that's really important is conflict resolution. So that means you want to surround yourself with friends that have the ability to mediate when there's an issue. You know, they can come together and go, hey, you know, let's not get quite so angry. All right, I hear you. I see you. Tell me again what your problem is. And then, you know, you work with each other. So that's conflict resolution abilities. And then the other thing for building healthy relationships is love. You loving yourself helps for you to be able to love other people. And that is a beautiful foundation. Relationship has to do with relating feelings. And feelings like love and appreciation and gratitude, these are really strong feelings for building relationships. So just once again, you want to find a team of teens to surround yourself with who you feel are dedicated to changing the world for the better. And what that does for you is it lifts you into some great ideas that you can do to help change the world. And you guys become trailblazers. And that way we're all working to change the world for the better. And it makes life way more enjoyable, and it'll bring about the world that we all want to live in. So there's my teen life hack for this week to supercharge your journey as a teenager. You want to connect with other teens who are dedicated to changing the world.
Ignite the light and let it shine. Just open.
our Teen Sports Radio Show. I am your host, Erica, the Queen of Teen. Please tune in
every single Tuesday,
9 a.m.
For Teen Sports Radio, I'm Don Sanders, donsmassageohi.com, 805-236-2684, here to bring you a hygge. And this is a Scandinavian term for a comfy, cozy feeling that gives you a feeling of having a hug without the physical hug. And I wanted to talk about today for teens and teen athletes and everybody in the formative stages onward is developing our humanity. And I wanted to first talk about our co-host on the show, Ryan Quirk's new book, which is called 18-Year-Old's Guide to Self-Mastery. And he has a nice passage in here that says, when you decide to remove fear within yourself, you have taken your first step in removing fear in the world. When you decide to find love within yourself, you are casting your vote for a more loving world. I think that's great. You know, and as far as developing humanity, being born a human doesn't ensure our humanity. It's something we actually have to work on. And we're going to be tempted with all kinds of bad choices, you know, in the realm of greed, anger, and foolishness. But we have such potential, you know. The famous riddle of the Sphinx is, what is it that walks on four legs in the morning, two legs in the daytime, and three legs in the evening? And that answer is man. In infancy, adulthood, and old age. And so the more difficult question is, what is man? In Sanskrit, the humanity is called, you know, translates to, it's called manusa, which means a being who thinks. So the path of humanity has eight qualities: intelligence, excellence, acute consciousness, sound judgment, superior wisdom, the ability to distinguish truth from falsehood, the ability to attain enlightenment, and a good karma from the past. So we've all got that potential inside us, and hopefully we've got a nurturing environment. If you're in sports teams, you got great team. Hopefully you got some great teammates or some. I know in my days in middle school, we really looked up to certain guys who had really, you know, they were all around guys. They did things with their family. They had a paper route. They did all kinds of things. And what's happened now more days for you teens is things have gotten more and more specialized. And many of you face having to train for your sports and all that year round. So, but while you're at it though, we've got to consider, what is it to be a good human being? And so a lot of times that means, like, when bad stuff happens to you, don't get too down on yourself. Don't kick yourself in the butt for stuff that, you know, somebody might have taken that the wrong way one day, and that's not your fault. Shake it off and come back, redetermine to try and do things in a good way. Like, if you feel really lousy and you can tell this is nothing I can really do anything about right now, then, you know, say something encouraging to one of your teammates, or befriend that guy at school that, you know, acts a little shy, but, you know, he's a good guy or a good gal. Give them some props, give them some support today. It's really important that we look for ways to help others with their suffering and not just get isolated and alone with our own sufferings. That's created really bad things in the world, like environmental destruction, the threat of nuclear war. Like Ryan said, you get isolated with your fears, bad stuff happens to your humanity. So I wanted to throw that out there for all you young folks and not so young folks, and see what the team here today has to say.
Nice. Christine Marie is back.
I'm doing well. Thanks. I am here. You know, I think about that a lot. Dawn, I've realized how much we think that nobody would understand our suffering. We think that we're all alone or that something's happening. And then you find out when you tell somebody what's going on for you, oftentimes very similar things are going on for them or for somebody they know. And we can really relate to each other more than we can if we don't keep it all locked in. That's what community is for. That's what we're here for. We're here to share and help each other. So it's really a beautiful thing to encourage that. And to encourage, you know, helping other people. I think one of the great ways that I hear all the time to make yourself happier is to volunteer, is to help people. That helps us.
Nice. Alex.
Yeah,
You probably make your kids do like 100 burpees, right? Old school.
Well, I mean, it depends, you know, how they're feeling that day, if I can convince them to do it or not. But to get back to Dawn and what Christine are saying, teens, don't be afraid to be vulnerable. Yeah. Put yourself out there. I think as kids, teens, sometimes we try to hide stuff. We try to shelter our friends from knowing what's happening deep inside. You know, maybe there's a situation at home that you're embarrassed about, and you don't want to talk to anyone about it because you think you're the only one that's happening to, like Christine was saying, you think you're the only one, and you're not. You just got to talk to someone. You'd be surprised what other people are going through and how you can help each other. Parents, same thing, you know, parents, you're the role model to your kids. So, you know, you got to take care of yourselves as well. You know, speaking of humanity, surround yourself with other like-minded people.
Yeah. You know?
That like, if you want to be better, hang out with good people. Don't hang around with the bad crowds that are going to influence you to do things you don't want to do. Especially that have a negative impact on your life and the environment and other people's feelings, you know? So it takes a lot of awareness, right, Dawn, to that conscious awareness to see what we need to do, who we need to be around in order to improve our overall health, our mental well-being, and our impact on everyone around us.
Yeah, what you were saying reminded me of a Tracy Chapman song where it's like she's supposedly in a conversation with her mother. And it's like the mother's saying, don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat of the bitter fruit. Hunger only for the taste of justice. Hunger only for the word of truth. Because all that you have is your soul.
Yeah. Wow. Sweet.
That's so sweet. And even as parents, you have to look out for it. I know that's a lot of parents, and I was one of them that took in kids that knew that they chose to have a path that was a little different, in that it wasn't, a lot of times, sometimes it wasn't safe for them. They had a lot of struggles with their family and their parents, and actually some of them ended up homeless. So you have to be really careful on that note too, because sometimes those kids that you're trying to service, I mean, you're bringing that energy into your own family as well, because you want to help and you're doing everything you can. And I know I was a mom coaching, everybody knows, for many, many, many decades. And you bump into a situation like that because, you know, it's pulling at your heartstrings. And if I had to do it again, yeah, I would do it again, but it does cause some kerfluffles with your own kids. You have to be mindful and be really careful.
Yeah.
You've seen it.
Absolutely. I mean, you get the stress that it's a lifestyle change in a sense, right? You know, something's being introduced to your life and, you know, it's in the sanctity of your home. So you can't avoid it. You can't get away from it. So sometimes it could be a stressful thing. And sometimes we don't know how to deal with it, cope with it, process it. And, you know, don't think you're alone. Talk about it. You got to talk to someone. So parents, open up the door to your kids, you know, and Eric, you're a great communicator. You tell it like it is, you know, hey, this is going on. Kids, talk to me, let me know. And you had some good kids coming up. So they were very smart and helpful, but I'm sure, you know, it's just like life in general. There's always going to be those rough patches that we hit, and you just got to keep trucking because there's always light at the end of the tunnel.
What you guys said reminds me of, sometimes you meet a new friend and they're very charismatic and they have like a real sway or influence over you. And then over time you see they're making not so good choices and you can see this is not going to end well. And so sometimes you just got to excuse yourself from those friendships because I'm thinking of a specific one that was in my life once upon a time, and I've never done the research, but odds are I'm going to bet this guy ended up in jail, but he had a very charismatic, very compelling, you know, presentation.
Yeah, and it takes courage. It really does take courage to step aside, or to step a different way, to walk your own path. So, you know, give yourself some credit for it too when you do it. And sometimes you have to, you know, navigate some change and trust the process. It can be hard.
You've got to allow somebody to grow up and make mistakes and fall, because you don't want to set yourself up, especially at a young age, to be more of an enabling person, you know, always trying to fix. I was that growing up. in a alcoholic family, I always try to fix things. Fix. So I became the fixer. Fix. And I know, Alex, you can relate to that. Always have to fix and make things better. But you know, I'm not allowing anybody to learn their lessons. Mm-hmm. Because I've always got to jump in there and take over. And that's not okay. It takes a lot of strength and effort just to sit back. I've learned this with my kids, with all the mistakes that I've made. I mean, really helping, over helping in 2 minutes. Now I see where you're going, but you know, I have to sit back. I have to sit on the bench.
Erica, so wise.
On the bench the first time in her life. Okay. But listen, I got one guy who's never on the bench. Okay. Unless he's got weights. Is Alex Ramirez, and he's got a second right after these messages. I hear a song that takes me back, and I let go with so much freedom. Freedom. I'm gonna get to it, cause it's my freedom. When I move my body just like this, I don't know why, but I feel like freedom.
Back, and this is Santa Barbara Teen Sports Radio Show. I am your host, Erica, the Queen of Teen. Please tune in
every single Tuesday,
9 a.m.
Hey everyone, this is Alex with Fit for Life 805. Today, you know, since we're all talking about humanity and our peers, let's continue with and Christina, actually, you just kind of made me think of it, is setting boundaries. Setting boundaries, no matter what your goals are. So for teens, if your goal is to be an athlete, set boundaries like Don was talking about. He wished maybe he could have set some boundaries with his buddy way back when so that he can separate himself. And don't be afraid to set those boundaries and separate yourself. No matter what your goals are, you can separate yourself to become a better student, either in your sport or in your academia life. You want to stay away from the things that take you away from your goals. And parents, same thing applies. Set boundaries. You want to be healthier? Then you have to set boundaries within yourself. Discipline. Don't hang around with people who are going to promote that unhealthy lifestyle. Set boundaries. Make a schedule. Make an effort. So it takes a plan, but it's, again, it ties into everyone, Don, that conscious awareness. What do you want? Take stock of yourself. What do you want to accomplish, and what is going to help you stay on that path, and what is going to take you off that path? And you got to stay in your lane, set those boundaries, stay in your lane. And I'm wondering if anyone else has ever had to, you know, really set boundaries with someone to improve their mental, physical well-being, even emotional well-being. I guess all of it ties in.
Well, I'm glad that you brought that in. Really glad you brought that in, because growing up, I've had boundary issues. So sometimes you find yourself, it's like, hey, what are you doing here in the backyard? You were supposed to knock at the gate.
Yeah.
And it's like, we talked about this. If you don't knock on the gate, you can't come over.
Funny, Christine.
Yeah, you know, setting boundaries is so important, and really honoring yourself. And I think one of the things that I talk about a lot is that when you make a decision or set a boundary that's in your own highest and best interest, it's actually in the highest and best interest of everybody involved, even if the other people don't like it. And oftentimes when you're setting that, people will say that maybe I've been called the B word by somebody because I was setting a boundary, but it was a very important boundary that I needed to set. And I was actually proud of myself that this person was angry at me for something I was doing that was very protective of myself. And recently, I've said, wow, there've been times when I did not abandon myself. Oftentimes I will abandon myself for something else is going on. And for me to not abandon myself is an incredible treasure. And I did that. I stood up for myself and took care of myself, and it gets better. Doing it once or twice actually reinforces it, and the universe gets better. You know, the universe takes better care of us when we take better care of ourselves, or the world.
It takes a lot of confidence, though, when you're a teen athlete. Just growing up, you've got a lot of hormones you're dealing with,
And
yeah.
Hopefully your parents are empowering you to be that person. A lot of times they're running around in fight or flight mode just to put food on the table. It's difficult. Yeah. I really believe that, and I just hope that the stuff they're getting in school and their learning and their material that they're giving is empowering them to set boundaries, because it took me decades. I didn't have boundaries when I was a kid. I just didn't. I wanted to make everybody happy.
Yeah, me too.
I didn't have boundaries. I just really didn't. I mean, I just tried to make, I was that person, the comedian kind of person running around, always trying to, you know, excel in everything that I did, but I always wanted to get an A in the paper. And no, that you burn out, you know, you just burn out. Not good.
And that's part of the learning process. So be kind to yourself, right? Be good to yourself. Even if you feel like you didn't stand up for yourself in that way that you wanted to, just know that for next time you'll do a little better.
Right. Hey, pull a card real fast. Do you have your cards?
Oh, do I have my cards? I have some cards. I have cards right here. Let me see. What do I have?
Just do a shuffle and pull one. Just I'm feeling something right now. We got a minute.
Okay. Wait.
Card for the week.
Okay, one for the week. All right. Here we go. Dun, dun, dun. And here. Oh, it's the Two of Cups. Woo! The Two of Cups is about love. It's about loving others and letting ourselves be loved. And it's really a card of partnership. So, but we have to love ourselves in order and honor ourselves and take care of ourselves and have good boundaries for ourselves so we treat other people how to treat us. So that's what I would say the message of the Two of Cups is today.
We have a really great show is what we have. All right, let's take a little break, fill up some coffee. We'll be back with more after these messages.
And this is Santa Barbara Teen Sports Radio Show. I am your host, Erica, the Queen of Teen. Please tune in
every single Tuesday,
9 a.m.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Sky and Sonia Ellsworth. We're so happy to be here with Erica and Dominique. And we are students at Life Chiropractic College West. And the other day, we were thinking about all of the good things that have been happening to us lately. We're on spring break, and there's just been one good thing after another. And we were thinking a little bit about how all of these things came to be. How do you attract positive things into your life? So we started to talk a little bit about the law of attraction. And I remember when I first got into that, I was corrected pretty quickly by Neville Goddard followers. I don't know if you've ever heard of him. But he,
what's his name?
Neville Goddard.
Neville Goddard.
Yeah.
G-O-D-D.
A-R-D.
A-R-D, okay.
Yeah, and he said it's not the law of attraction, it's the law of assumption. He said it doesn't matter what energy state you're in, so long as you're assuming something to be true. And this is a thing, a snag that I got caught in, and Erica and Dominique, you knew me during this time period, where in my mind, and I said this on the radio show multiple times, if you have a negative thought, change it. You change your belief, and that was all there was to it. Meanwhile, my body is getting more and more sore, and I'm building up all of this tension, and what is going on? And then I eventually lucked into meeting a chiropractor through our friend Christine, from A View from the Deck, and I realized that you can't just change your belief. You have to be able to accept where you are now to let the energy and tension move through your system and move through your body. And, you know, there are two ways to look at this. You can start from the brain and go to the body, or you can start from the body and go to the brain. So I found it easier because I'm always in my head and need to be a little bit more in my body, more grounded, to go from the body up into the head. And, you know, I found a lot of success with that with chiropractic. And by getting to those deeper layers, I was able to learn how to breathe differently, learn how to connect to different parts of my body, learn how to be aware of my body so I can step outside and be aware of my thoughts and emotions and allow them to pass through before I decide to change them. And that made sure the tension wasn't building up. Well, what do you think about that, Sonia? Have you had similar experiences?
Well, I know from my own experience, starting as a student at chiropractic college, when you started working on me, Sky, and doing the network technique, I found that it was very helpful for changing the way I was doing things. For example, I used to wait until the last minute to study for final exams or midterms because there was so much to do, it was intimidating. So I would put it off and put it off because my sense of timing wasn't there. But after you started working on me in just very gentle techniques and ways through my back, I found that my study habits were changing. I said to myself, oh, there is enough time. I can work on this. I can study this a little bit. There'll be enough time to do more. Because what I didn't realize was that I was always hurrying and in a rush, and I never felt like there was enough time. So when I slowed that down and broke it up a little bit, it worked a lot better. But I did find that chiropractic kind of, after you started doing those techniques on me, my study habits changed. So yeah, starting from the physical to sort of help the, you know, way we're thinking or doing things for me was very effective.
That's huge with time management with our teen athletes.
Yeah.
Because that is the most difficult thing for them to juggle. They have put in so much pressure.
Yeah.
And they have to put in so much effort, hours and hours and hours. And sometimes they put the studying, you know, on the back seat.
And they forget they're a student athlete.
Correct.
Student comes first. Well, I wanted to add, when I was a student, I went to a chiropractor once a month. It was very interesting that you're in chiropractic school. And I just want to comment to teens, do investigate the health of the spine, because if you're finding that your energy is low, if you're finding that you're in a lot of pain because of your sport, it may be that you just need a minor adjustment, and this may help you out. It's amazing. It actually changes your attitude of mind, and you think that you can believe that you're now more capable of achieving your studies.
Absolutely. So I just want to, you know, I was thinking about, you know, teen athletes making, you know, goals, whether you're shooting hoops or kicking into I'm not great with sports, guys. Sorry. I'm good with the human body and how that relates to sports, but
score!
The actual sport, I don't know. But I'm sure that, you know, making the basket or whatever it is, I'm sure a lot of that relates to what your belief is. Do you believe you're going to make it? But in that moment that you believe you're going to make it, you're probably not undoing your negative beliefs, right? You're probably not saying, okay, you know, before I make this shot, let me analyze in my mind all the things that are preventing me from making this shot, go through, revise them to be positive things, and then shoot. All you're saying in that moment is, I'm going to make this shot. I know I'm going to make it. I'm confident I'm going to make it. I see it going in, and you do it, right? So as good as it is to like revise your day and revise previous thoughts, we don't necessarily have to put that pressure on ourselves, because we end up storing that negative tension, when in reality, to rewrite these beliefs and stories, you just want to shift your focus to the positive, and all of the negative things are going to work through on their own. But what chiropractic does is, because it makes you more aware of what's going on in your body, you also become more aware of your thoughts. You're able to step outside of yourself and say, oh, wow, I'm thinking this way. I'm having this limiting belief or this limiting thought. Huh, what's that coming from? Can I work through this? And then you work through it, and then you create a shift just from accepting and acknowledging and realizing where something is coming from.
So you're saying it's not that you're broken or that there's something to fix.
Yeah.
You're just increasing awareness.
Yes.
So you're telling teens, increased awareness helps you come into a more positive mindset.
Exactly. And that is why it's the law of assumption. Right, as opposed to the law of attraction, because it is what you're assuming in a moment to be true that is dictating what comes after. As opposed to the law of attraction, I think, gives people the mindset of, I have to vibrate out this energy to attract this thing in. And it's like, no, you do not have to go through the world happy-go-lucky and be 100% positive all the time. That's not being human. To be human is to experience the full range of emotions, right? You want to feel everything and allow it and be like, oh, wow, I'm angry right now. Like, cool. Or I'm having a negative thought right now. Interesting. That may not be where I choose to be, but that's what I'm feeling right now. Let me sit in this, but realize, okay, maybe I don't want to be here forever. What's causing this? Can I move through it? Right? And that's why we're changing our assumptions about how things are going to happen, but we're not changing who we are. And I think that's the key.
That's awesome. That's really good. Really, really good.
We gotta do lots of love and lots of love and prayers to Taiwan. They just got totally rocked and rolled, and you're thinking about them all week. God bless them, and God bless all the first responders there. And listen, first thing I did is looked at my bug out bag. So I've been having to dress that, get that bug out bag ready, okay? That's it. God bless Santa Barbara. See you next week.
I'm unstoppable. I'm a push up with no breaks. I'm invincible. Yeah, I win every single